Hello,
Stephen. Hi, everybody.
Hope yous are all okay. Doing good.
Coming towards the end of the week again.
Yeah, I know. It goes so fast, doesn't it?
What have you been up to?
What have I been up to this week?
Because we weren't talking on Monday's one because it was Rosie.
Oh, yes.
Her episode.
Yes, so hope
you've all had a listen to that one because she really was a great client to have because she was so kind of guarded and, not sure about some of the things that we were saying to her, but she was very open.
Yeah.
And she did give everything a go, and then she slowly began to feel actually that
things were working. Yeah. And she was
brilliant, and she overcame a lot actually. And so I really hope that you've listened to your episode because if I was listening to it objectively, I would find it inspiring.
Yeah,
I would
look at the changes that she has made. That's what I always say, the change is just inside, nothing else changed outside. It was literally
sometimes you just need a wee push, wasn't it? It's just sometimes you just need help to pull that out. So anyway, what have you been up to? What was your weekend like?
My weekend was great. It was busy and it was good though. But it was nice weather, wasn't it? I can't remember. Just had a couple of parties. Went to my mum's family time.
Children's parties?
No, not me parties. That would be...
Those days are gone. So all good.
Yeah, it just goes fast, doesn't it?
And then the kids were off on Monday.
So we didn't really do a lot. Charlie. It was quite nice
having a... Paving the way for another day off.
God, it's great. Should I get like 5 days off
this
month?
It's too much, isn't it? Listen to me.
I think they're off next Thursday. I'm going to send them round. So my dad always says, like, are they ever at school and like that?
And it was sort of true, but then at the same time, I often think about, you know, the people that homeschool their kids.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, they don't have those kind of, you know, I suppose, I used to look on it as a break. But then that's the way you think, I suppose, and people who homeschool them have a lot more freedom, you know, to do whatever they want, whenever they want.
I loved homeschooling the kids because I was off too, because I was off so relaxed in
COVID
for those 2 years in COVID, like, you know. But it was just kind of it was more play and a bit more relaxed and more relaxed in the mornings. You know what? Sometimes I think it's the drama of going to school that annoys me. You know, the getting up in the morning,
getting everyone ready,
coming home, getting your homeworks done, you know.
Would you ever consider homeschooling yours?
I don't think you have to be smart. I can't even do that. Well, that's what you would think. And then I try and I'm typing in how to do this and it's coming up with answers, but not really showing me how.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing how much you don't know when you don't, you know.
It's amazing how much you don't need to know.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Isn't that funny?
If I taught them other stuff.
I know. Wouldn't it be so good if young ones were taught just...
How the mind works.
Yeah, well, just how to express themselves in a way that isn't scary for them. Anyway, let's not go down the rabbit hole here. So the kids were off school on Monday and they're away back today.
They're away back on Tuesday.
I'm fine. I'm good. What was my weekend like? Oh, no, sure did my face swell up.
Oh, yes.
It's gone down now, hasn't it?
It has, but I didn't really. Like, I'm terrible. Like yesterday you said, and I swore I would not even notice.
You're like a blind man on a galloping horse, kind of thing. I thought I had a toothache, and then I realised that it wasn't my tooth, and then I looked in the mirror on Friday afternoon and went, oh my God. And like, I've got like lines on one side of my face, and the other side wasn't, that it puffed out.
Well, sure, it's like cheap filler.
It's like cheap filler, but it actually just made, I don't know, it looked like I'd been on, I don't know what it looked like, but it was really, really sore. Like, really painful.
Is it still sore?
It's a bit sore to touch. I don't know. It was all very strange.
Chris hit you in the night and he hasn't owned up.
So that threw me off a wee bit. But then I can't remember what we did. It wasn't anything overly exciting.
So bad, isn't it, that we can't remember?
I know. Oh, my God. And then Zach came home on Sunday. So he's home for a month. So that is lovely to have him home and straight back to porridge with all the washing, all the cooking, do this, do that, even though he's 23. Absolutely. But anyway, so I mean, it is nice. It's weird, you know, you dread your kids leaving home. You really dread them leaving home. And then they go and you get used to it and then they come back and it's sort of the thought of it's really nice and it is nice, but you're sort of going, okay. You know, it's fine, actually. Because I think it's like anything, you get used to what you're used to.
I think it's even like, because I always say, like, people whose husbands work away, you know.
And then they come back.
Yeah. That would be the
same. Quite hard to get used to. Yeah, I suppose you just have to get used to people's ways again and everything like that. But you know, it's nice to have him home because he doesn't get home much. So
no, and he's got all like loads of friends and all. Yeah, he's so out. It's good, isn't he?
Oh, he loves Bangor as well. He loves coming home. He just loves that. So no, that's great. And
we're just sitting there talking about what we've got planned and all coming up in the summer and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So it starts getting exciting. See, when the sun, hello, yesterday, what was it like?
Oh yeah, we went to our walking group on Monday.
Well, Monday, sorry.
We went to our walking group on Monday, and Kerry arrived at my house with her dog just as the thunder started.
My goodness, it was so
and it was
bad.
Like, nobody is going to turn up. Nobody is going to turn up. And we'd already had messages from a few people saying they weren't coming. And we stood and we waited. And one person did show up.
Did you look at the weather before?
No.
No, neither did I.
No.
They all obviously did.
And, but anyway, it was nice. And the rain did stop once we got started. But anyway, here we are. So what we want to talk to you about today is something new that we have. And we've done lots of different programs and we've worked with lots of different clients. And it's always been very much like an 8-week program or a 12-week program or 6 weeks online and all this type of stuff. And we are very, very aware. And I think it was sort of playing in our minds a wee bit that times are hard for people and that you're sort of faced with a conundrum almost, that people out there really want to change, they really want to improve their lives, they really want to feel good, but on the other hand there's so much else that needs to be done. And obviously with everything going up in price and all at the minute, it's very, very hard to justify spending loads of money on something that you deem is maybe a selfish act.
You know,
and I think, I mean, that again is a thing that probably we as girls need to work on, that looking after yourself isn't, but we get it.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we're very much wanting, as we always have, wanting to do a thing that reaches loads of people and helps loads of people for as reasonable a price as we can do it. And
I think we came to the conclusion, like, even through us and doing all this, and it's been a, you know, it's been us kind of on our journey and stuff too, but we've kind of realised that the things that work best and the things that kind of hit home to all our clients and stuff was the simpler, the easiest and simplest things that people can kind of bring into their daily life. And they made the biggest lasting changes, didn't they?
They absolutely did. And what I think as well is the world that we live in now, we have so much information and we have so much access to, you know, all these fantastic people on Instagram and Facebook that are telling you that you should do this, you should think that, you should be incorporating this into your day, all these things. And whilst loads of them are valid, you can't do it all at once. It's like we say, you can't build a house before you've laid the first brick, and you need to start at the bottom. And I think lots of people get stuck because they're trying to do all the things and they ultimately aren't able to see it through because life gets in the way and they're overwhelmed and they're making the goal too big.
Yeah, 100%. And I think even our fundamental message and all is still the same. We want people to, you know, like Alison said, there's so many things, isn't there? Like out there, you can go in and you can click a button for this and you can click a button for that. But we want the onus to be, you know, it's a commitment for 30 days from you for you. So it is literally you again doing the work. It's you doing this. It's just a bit of accountability.
Oh, right, so we're talking, right, so maybe we should say what
So, it's just a programme, we're just bringing it back to basics.
It's called Feel Good 30. Because ultimately, just before Kerry goes on to explain a bit about this, is that ultimately we know people just want to feel good because that's how we felt. We had different things going on in our lives that, you know, you always felt like you were pushing against the tide, that you were always trying to just move a wee bit further along the road, and it felt hard and you didn't feel good. You just felt maybe okay or less than that.
And when hard things did happen, you just felt like you couldn't cope.
Yes. And whereas then I think now, you know, back loads of steps. And it shouldn't be that hard. Our life should not be that hard. And I think everything that's out there makes it harder because we all think we should be doing more. We should be achieving more. We should have the body. We should have the health. We should have the fitness. We should have the job. We should have all of these things. And in fact,
all
it's not that.
And
we just want to feel good.
Yeah.
And I think if we can help, and this is what we want to do, our only intention is to see you thrive and
to feel as good as you possibly can.
And that's it.
Yeah, there's nothing else in a nutshell.
That's kind of putting you on the starting blocks.
Yeah.
And then off you go.
Yeah.
And as Kerry has said, you can follow all the programs you want. You can look at someone else's meal plan. You can look at all those things. Unless it aligns with you and how it is that you want to feel and look
and act
and believe and feel, then it's not going to work. So it's got to come from inside you. It's like we always say, what is it? If you want to get out, you have to go in and you have to. And what I mean, Kerry's going to explain this now. So anyway, off you
go. Well,
feel good 30.
Well, literally,
it is a vibe.
It's stripping it back, bringing it back to basics, and it is literally so easy that you can't feel. We've made it so simple that you cannot feel. So it's 30 days commitment from you for you. And it's a feel-good 30. It's exactly what it says in the tin, eh?
Yeah.
You feel good after 30 days.
It's high value.
High value, low cost.
And we've kept it low cost.
And all you need to do is commit to doing a few things for 30 days and literally your life will change. And we guarantee it so much. I swear you can have your money back if it doesn't. So there's five simple daily things to do. And again, it's just keeping it simple. So there's no reason not to do it almost, you know. So
we'll talk you through, or tell you what the five things are. But we want to preface this by saying, when you hear them, you may go, really? That's it? Only those? Why would I need people's help to do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can do that. You know, I can do this on my own. And yes, you can. That's the whole point. We want you to help you to get to the point where you are doing this consistently, because you can't build the habits, you can't change the behaviours that you want to change if you're not building on things in a consistent way.
We know accountability, like even with us, accountability is such a big thing, and that's a massive part of, like...
Hi everybody, we're back. We're not quite sure what happened there, but...
You might not even know we were away.
But... Well, knowing us, whenever we try to put this all together, it will be very obvious. So anyway, we're back, and there might be a wee bit of a snafu in the middle of this episode, but hopefully you get the thing. So what we were just talking about there was the fact that you may be questioning why you would need help to do these. And as Kerry was just saying, you know, we have had to find help in the past, because we all know we start things, no matter what that is. You know, you start thinking that you want to learn more about something, or you start saying you want to get healthier, or you want to lose weight. And we've all been there, and we're gung-ho at the start, and then we come off track. So it's more about, as you said, the getting accountability.
Mm-hmm.
It's knowing that there's people there that are going to keep you on track, get you out of your own way, and get you out of your own head, and help you to do it.
And we know that these five things really have helped our clients and us. So they
and
are
everybody
simple
mean
yet effective. And it does take, as we know, 30, 60, whatever days, but 30 at least, to start forming that habit.
And so again, we picked that because that makes it easy for you in your head,
manageable,
to go, I can commit to that.
Yeah.
I can do that for me,
knowing
that it is going to improve your health and it is going to improve your wellness.
And just remember, things shouldn't be hard.
No.
Like, the simpler, the better. And that's longevity, isn't it? So do you want to go ahead? First one, what is...
Right, so the first thing that we have included in the Feel Good 30 program is to exercise for 30 minutes a day. Now, that initially could scare some people, especially if you don't exercise much now. That can be split into any which way you want. You can do 2 lots of 15, 3 lots of 10, whatever. And we don't mean exercise like going mad, going to the gym. If you want to do that, fine. But if that just is 3 10 minute walks, that is fine. If that is a wee bit of yoga that you get off a YouTube, if that is stretching, it is about movement. It's not about anything else. We are not about people killing themselves in the gym, unless that's your vibe.
Yeah.
This is just about moving your body, because in my view, there is nothing that is more, what's the word?
Beneficial.
Yeah. And especially as we age, than moving your body. Because
I think when you're younger, if you don't move it, you lose it. Yeah.
You know,
I think when you're younger, you move more naturally anyway, don't you? So as you age, it becomes more important because you do less of it, don't you? So, and we're obviously including Pilates workouts too. So you've no excuse. You're in the house. There's no room for excuses there. And it's a big part of our life. Always has been. So
it will, without doubt, improve your health.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, so the second one then, which is kind of the big one as far as we're concerned, in that, and it's a habit that you can start to do that will really improve your life, and it is the book group.
So the book group, it is just literally, as it says, it's a book that we commit to yourselves and us to read them within the 30 days. So whether
we're all going to do the same book.
We're all going to do the same book. And then it allows us to come into the, obviously we'll have a Facebook, I should have said that as well, Facebook accountability group, which allows us to come in every day and get feedback from yourselves and to maybe talk about, you know, how that book is going and what we're learning from the book, what we're getting from the book, what you think of the book. And again, it could be just different opinions and all the rest of it. But I feel for me, books have been the biggest life-changing thing for me, and it's just learning and taking in and understanding what is going on within ourselves and understanding how you can improve or how you can...
I think it's things as well that you can apply to your life and to the way you think. And as Kerry said, we have both felt this is the biggest thing that has helped us. And, you know, we are going to pick books, and as we go on in this, you know, we'll get your opinions on what the books are that you want to do. But we will pick a book, and as Kerry said, we will come in live to the group every day, and we're going to help you to see how you can apply it to your life. Because that is where we get stuck, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we begin to read and then you stop.
Yeah.
And you're not quite sure how you could use that.
Well, you're only a retainer, like, you know, 10 or 20% or something of what you read. So it's kind of talking about it and being able to open
it's
up.
It's fun as well.
Nice having somebody who can
relate
and kind of open up and talk about and stuff. So it definitely, you learn a lot from that. And then talking about it kind of just tightens what you learn, eh? So
yeah.
Number three is... just so, it is so good. Now, we kind of go in and out of this, but it was life-changing for me, you know, journaling. So what do you think about that?
I definitely think it's, again, a thing that people hear about a lot.
Yeah.
And they maybe start to do.
Yeah.
And you won't feel the benefit of doing anything unless you continue to do it, which, again, is why we picked the 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, if you are to journal for a month,
you
will feel a difference in your life. And what we are going to do, we're going to just go through this at the end about what's actually included, but within the guide that we are going to give you whenever you join, we are going to give you all the prompts. We are going to give you, because I think people get stuck and they go, I don't know what to write about,
and they think they have to write too much.
Yes, and you don't. It's this. Really just, it doesn't even have to make sense.
No.
It's just your thoughts, but we will give you the prompts of things that, you know, you could be journaling about, you know, things like what's my intention for the day ahead?
Mm-hmm.
What is three things I'm grateful for on that day? What could I improve upon today? What am I most scared of at the minute? You know, things like that. We are going to give you the prompts. And honestly, I don't really think there's much else we can say about that. People sort of put up a lot of resistance to journaling.
Yeah.
And
I think they just think it's another chore.
It's another thing.
But it doesn't have to be.
It takes very little time.
It takes two. I kind of think, I always like say to you, you know, when you kind of think things are harder, you never really do them. But we have pen and paper beside your bed before you go to bed, or in the morning as soon as you wake up, two minutes.
Two or three prompts.
Yeah.
That's all you have to do. But honestly, whenever you begin to put down your thoughts, it just begins to flow. And actually, see, just getting all that crap out of your head and onto paper frees things up.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth one is drink 2 liters of water. Now, that may sound like, oh my God, this is like
so easy.
But honestly, how many of you actually drink?
I know, hands up.
That, you know, and it again is without doubt one of the greatest things that you can do for your mind and your body.
Yeah.
Because think about a plant. Whenever you don't water a plant, it does not grow.
No.
Whenever you don't water yourself,
we're made up
you
of,
are not going to grow. We are made up of 60% water, you know. So it is so important. We can't stress that enough. And again, if we are in there, in the group, helping you, keeping you accountable, keeping you on track, this again will make you feel so much better.
Yeah,
I mean, just it really will. It sounds crazy.
Brain fog brings more clarity. Yeah, you know, allows your body to kind of work.
It just makes you feel
better.
Good.
Yeah, it does.
We
it cleanses you. It clears you.
This is not that you can't have coffee and you can't have tea.
Of course
you can. If you want your Diet Cokes and your wine,
whatever,
drink away. But this is just.
It's instead of kind of taking things out, isn't it? We're just adding things in that really make a difference and actually allow you to start looking at what areas that are kind of bringing you happiness and what areas aren't. And the last one is just one freshly prepared meal.
Or snack.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be anything you cook in the oven. And we came to this conclusion because together we know there's so many different diets out there. There's so many meal plans. Again, like Alison said, you can go click on anything and do it. We want it to be about you doing something for you and you changing it for you, not you following someone else's plan for 6 weeks and then it doesn't fit into your lifestyle, so you change it to somebody else's. That's the problem. It is about what works for you. So what makes you feel good? What makes you feel full up? What makes you excited to eat it? Because you have to get a bit of enjoyment from your food as well. But as many natural things as you can get in there through the day. And if you just do that for one meal, again, you will feel a difference after.
You'll feel the benefit.
And then, you know, that's it. One meal a day and your 2 liters of water, your body will start kind of functioning a bit better and all the rest.
And it really will.
Yeah.
And what you get then is you get a private Facebook community. And we totally expect this to be interactive. We totally expect this to be like a really great place to be because there's going to be so much going on. We are going to be in there. This is another thing that you get daily, every day. Kerry or me or the both of us will be going live. The main thing we are going to be going live about is the book, because we know that that will help you no end. Whenever you, I mean, imagine if you were to read 12 self-help books in a year, how much better you would feel. Yeah. And, you know, so we're going to be going live, but we will also be going live and we'll be talking about lots of other things. You know, we will just pop in about the type of day that we are having. We will be asking
Q&As.
Yeah. We will come on there. Any questions you have and you pop them in a post, we will answer them.
We're there with you is 100%.
100%. And I think that's the thing that's really going to help loads of people.
Yeah.
Because we are cheering you on. The next thing you get is the detailed feel-good guide, which is going to be everything from what the program is about. It's going to be the journal prompts. It's going to be examples of exercises. It's going to be things. Yes. And it's just going to give you, it's kind of going to become the Bible of what you do in the program. And the reasons why.
Yeah.
The next thing you get is membership of the Feel Good book group. And as we've said before, this is like the jewel in the crown. Even if you don't think you're a person who reads books, once you begin this, even if you don't buy the book straight off, listen to what Kerry and I talk about. We will be reading bits from that bits that we think are really impactful, really good, that will really help you.
And sometimes I, you know, even because that's why Audible is quite good, isn't it? You know, it's just that some people don't like reading or, you know, don't like buying it.
Yeah, that can really help.
Don't have the time, just kind of stick it on your headphones while you're cleaning or doing whatever.
And away
you go. Yeah,
and
away you go.
We're going to give you some Pilates workouts as well, just to give you some ideas of things to do. And on day one of the program, we're all going to get together in the Facebook group and we are going to have a goals settings circle. And this is going to be about your intentions for the month ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to help you to set the goals that align with you, not ones that you think you should have or whatever. And then you're going to have a very clear idea about what you want for the month ahead.
Yeah.
On the last day, we'll have a reflection. We'll have a reflection of the month that's gone and a closing party where we'll hopefully have some crack and just talk about things and see where you're at.
See what you find useful, see what you find, you know, that you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, and just reflecting on the whole month, what you found the difference in yourself was, or, you know,
And there'll be lots of extras along the way, like recipe ideas, things that we've made, smoothies to things like that, things that we know are quick, easy to do, but also very nutritionally dense.
Yeah.
All that stuff. And we will come on, we'll probably talk about self-belief, confidence, you know,
me
and Kerry,
we
just do not stop. So as we have said, the whole intention of this is for you to thrive and to feel as good as you can. And
our promise is literally just like Alison said, we're going to be with you 100% of the way. Yeah, so we're just there every time you need anything. You're not alone. Plus, you're with a group of so many people who are going through the same things as well, you know, as
grab
you.
Grab your friends.
Yeah, get whoever you want. We literally want you to feel as good as you possibly can, because as we know, as you know, life is bloody too short. So there's just too much time wasted, isn't there, on doing stuff and crap we don't really need or want to do, or we can't keep doing because it's too hard and too time consuming. So yeah, so we want to see you thrive, and it is literally one. This is the punchline, because there's literally, you couldn't be better than this. Like, it's one payment of £30 for 30 days. That's £1 a day.
That's it.
Like, you probably spend more on coffee, would you? Like, in the coffee
well,
shop.
I do.
But yeah, £1 a day, and literally all that included. So,
and we said, what we have also decided, I think Kerry mentioned it briefly at the start, was if you don't feel healthier and happier at the end, and you don't feel good, have the £30 back.
Yeah.
Because we just want to help you to get going. We want you to build the foundations of everything. But we also want you to learn to trust yourself, to see that you can commit to a thing.
Yeah.
And once you begin to feel good from doing these things that, yes, are quite easy, you'll make more changes. Yeah. You'll see that you can. And it's all about the way you feel, because once you feel, you want to do more.
Yeah.
It's being able to move towards the feeling good that causes change.
And we got so much feedback, didn't we, from that 5-day challenge we did like last year. And that was a good, that definitely stuck with us. And that was like a small number of things every day. And even in those 5 days, the amount of people in our clients who really found a massive difference in that. Yeah. So we kind of just went from that, and we're like, that's what people just, you know, it's easy to say, make a daily promise to yourself and just commit to it. And, you know, what people will think that won't work or make sense. Yeah. But actually, when they see it in action, when they see it, it's on paper and they can do it and they can tick off the days that they've done, then they will actually, after 30 days, think, oh my goodness, they did actually make a bit of a difference to me. Or,
a lot
of
difference, I would imagine, as well. You know, so it's 5 things,
yep,
30 days, your commitment, and we would love to have as many of you in this as possible, because we really do think this is going to change the way a lot of you feel. Yeah. So what we will do is we will pop the link to join underneath the episode notes. If I can work out how to
say,
do it,
I know how to do that.
I'll be able to work it out. You know me, Carrie. I'm so technical.
Yeah, I'll just pop it in the show notes.
No problem at all. And if you have any questions at all, reach out on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, and we will get back to you. But really, it couldn't be easier.
No.
It could not be easier. And that, as Kerry said, is the thing.
And we're starting on the 1st of June, just saying.
Starting on the 1st of June. So get your place now. Sign up. And we have another guest episode coming on Monday.
Yeah.
And this one's a good one as well.
Yeah.
Miss Jackie Pope, who is going to tell you what this woman hasn't achieved is beyond.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, everybody, have a great day.
Have a lovely day.
Yes, bye.
Bye.